Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. I hope and pray you have had a blessed week thus far and are preparing for the weekend. Today is day 10. Day 10. We made it to double digits, y'all. Day 10. Of our 40-day sojourn toward the cross and resurrection this Lenten season. We're thankful to God we have made it to day 10, just 30 more days to go. But God is good, and we are thankful to God for how he is blessing us. Beloved, there is a word from the Lord, and that word is coming from Psalm 63. Psalm 63. I want to read in your hearing verses 1 through 5. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 5. They read really quickly. And in your own personal private time with God, I would ask that you read the entire 63rd Psalm. I believe it will bless your life. Beloved, here begins the reading of God's word. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Psalm 63, beginning at verse 1, says, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory, because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you." Word of God for people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about more than life. More than life. Love, the scene here is of David. And David, at this time of the text, is on the run. He's on the run, and he's in a desert place in Judah. And all around him is nothing but what is dry and arid. There is no place to go. He is hiding out in the desert. At night, he's in the dark. He feels the desolation of the moment. And sometimes, beloved, that's how we can feel. Oh, beloved, the early question I want to ask is, are you existing or just surviving? Are you just getting by, feeling like, I'm just here? Beloved, David wants us to know, and I believe the Lord wants us to know this morning, that God created us for more than just existing, more than just surviving through desert moments in our lives. God doesn't just want us to survive. He wants us to thrive. And so God wants us then to explore and engage in different levels of life. Beloved, David describes a desert search for something more. He describes for us in these verses a search for the connection that he has longed for with the Lord. So the relevant question this morning is, how do you find what is more than life, what is more than just existing? How do you search for that which is more than life to us? There are three things out of this text that I believe will help us on our search to know that there is more than just life, more than just existing. Number one, we must long for more in life. Love you. You got to have a longing, a desire for more in life. Look at verse 1. Verse 1 says, you, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. David equates the descriptives of where he is with how he feels. And he equates the fact that just as I long for water, so do I long for you, O God. There must be a longing and searching and thirsting for the things of God. Because, beloved, if you don't have that longing and thirsting for the things of God, there are areas of your life that will remain dry and parched. So the question is, what's quenching your thirst? Are you satisfied with the desert sand, or are you in search for more from God? More than just existing, more than just surviving, more than just making it day by day. We have to long for more and seek God for more, because when we long for more, then we see that life itself is more than just existing. Love it. That's the first thing out of the text that I think is important. You have to long for more in life. But I'm going to keep it going. Second thing, beloved, is when you long for more in life, then you will discover, number two, God's love is more than life. God's love is more than life. Look at verses 2 and 3. David says, I've seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and glory, because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. David, in his mind, while he's in the midst of this desert moment in his life, takes his search to the sanctuary, where he was able to see and behold the power of the Lord. And in the sanctuary, beloved, is where he was able to experience the love of God. That love that goes far beyond just being in God's presence, in God's house. A love that goes along with him. Beloved, it's like when you are going through certain episodes in life and you're feeling like no one is there, and then all of a sudden, you feel a warm embrace from God, that God is right there. God's love is more than life. God's love is life-sustaining. Life becomes more meaningful with God's love. And so when you experience this love, and then you come to know the love of God, you will see that that love, as he says in the text, is better than life itself. That love helps me to know that I'm not just existing, but God has created me, that even in desert places, I can rise to a different level. I can rise to the occasion. Oh, what a beautiful thing it is to know that God's love is more than life, that God's love is better than life itself. But you got to search in the sanctuary, see the power and glory of God's love, experience God's love, so that when you find yourself in the sands of the desert, the love of God will sustain you. But there's one more thing I want to show you. Not only is it important for us to long for more in life, not only is it important for us to understand that God's love is more than life to us. It's better than life. But here's the final thing, beloved. Once we discover and we know that we must long for more in life and love understand that love is better than life. Then, beloved, then finally, you've got to learn to lift your lips and your hands to the Lord. Then you will learn to lift your lips and your hands to the Lord. Here it is, right here, verses 4 and 5. Once David discovers that his love is better than life, he says, my lips will glorify you. I, verse 4, will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. I love it, beloved. David says, listen, because God's love is more than life to me, I will praise you as long as I live. So you can praise God as long as you live when you discover the love of God that sustains us in life. He says, I will praise you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name because my soul is fully satisfied. See, when you encounter God, there's a way that God will satisfy you and fulfill and fill the emptiness that is caused by a parched, dry area in your life. He'll give you the satisfaction by way of his love of quenching the thirst that you've been looking for. He'll give you the satisfaction that lets you know that I'm not just here to exist, but I'm here to thrive and survive and live according to God's promises. So he says, look, there's going to be a progression of my praise in life. Notice the progression. As long as I live, I'll give you praise. Not only that, God, not only as long as I live will I give you praise, but I'm going to lift my hands in praise. Wait a minute. Not only as long as I live will I give you praise, not only will I lift my hands and give you praise, I'm going to give you song with my lips. I'm going to open my mouth. My mouth will speak with joy because my soul is overflowing. No longer just living, but now living with the love of God. No longer just existing, but now knowing the love of God. Oh, my God, that's better and more than life to me. I pray you got that, amen, and know that there are parched areas of your life that God wants to touch. And that God wants to show you that life is more than just going to checkpoint. Life is more than just existing and surviving, just getting by. Life is meant to be lived in the Lord so you can experience his love and continue to give him praise even in the driest areas of your life. More than life to me. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful that on this 10th day, Lord, of our time of fasting and prayer together, you draw us to this psalm. And I don't know, Lord, maybe somebody's parched. Maybe somebody's living in a desert place. Somebody is just surviving, just existing, just getting by, feeling like they're just here. When, Lord, you wanted me to share with them this morning that it's about more than just existing, that God has created you for more, that you're not just existing, but God wants you to explore and engage in different levels of life. You got to long for more in life. You got to experience God's love in life. You've got to learn to lift your lips and your hands and give God praise for the life that he has given you. Beloved, it's going to get better. God is going to see you through, just like David made it out of his desert place. You will make it out of your desert place as well. Be encouraged and continue to give God glory even in the driest areas of your life, and you'll find the water gushing and overflowing. You'll find your soul being filled with the joy of the Lord, because God will touch you in such a way and show you a glimpse of his glory and his power that will allow you to know that I am here because God deemed it so. Thank you, Lord. You are more than life to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love it. If you prayed that prayer with me, that no matter what you may be facing, no matter how dry or arid things may be around you, no matter what parched desert place of land you may be on, God will provide more for you. And you're going to move from just existing, just surviving, to thriving in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be blessed on this Saturday. Listen, get to somebody's church and give God praise on tomorrow. And we look forward to day 11 on Monday. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.